Hi, I'm Max. Maybe you know that. Maybe you don't. Maybe you saw some videos of me in the past or heard some of my episodes since this is also published as a podcast. And this episode here may come as a surprise or maybe not. I don't know. But I have two hearts pounding in my chest when it comes to AI, and I have mixed feelings about AI. And yeah, I guess many people have that. But if you take a look at the content I publish, at the videos I share, the courses I share, I created courses on Claude Code and Codex, and I got a sale right now if you want to get access to all my courses, which include many programming courses too, of course, then you certainly could feel like I'm all in on AI. And AI is everything you should care about as a developer. And yeah, I am pretty much kind of all in, which I guess is not the definition of all in now that I think of it. But yeah, I'm pretty bullish on AI. And yeah, I think as a developer, you must be able to use it if you want to get a job, for sure. If you want to keep your job, for sure, employers will expect that. And even if you don't care about jobs at all, AI tools like Claude Code can give you that speed boost. They can make you more productive. It certainly feels like that, to me at least. At the same time, I'll be very honest, AI has these very depressing aspects and moments. And I'm struggling a lot with that, and I know many of you do too. You can read it everywhere. In comments below the videos, on X, lots of blog posts. It's super challenging. And don't get me wrong, I am using tools like Claude Code all the time. We recently relaunched Akedamind.com, built that a lot with AI, with help of AI, I mean. Same for Build My Graphic, Maxed Draw, all these projects and bunch of internal tools built with help of AI. Steered by me, controlled by me, reviewed by me, but built with help of AI. And then, of course, there is the entire part where you could use AI to vibe code, utility programs, internal programs. I'm using AI heavily on my machine or the remote servers I'm managing with the Pi Coding Agent, for example, which under the hood uses my Codex subscription, to do all kinds of stuff, which I don't necessarily know how to do, or I don't have the time or willingness to figure out right now. I mean, for example, just a tiny example, I have a new mouse. Wow, big news. And the mouse wheel was inverted, so basically working in the opposite way than I expected it to. And I found no way of changing that on my Mac. I would have to install the software by the manufacturer of the mouse and register there, and it didn't feel like that. So I just asked AI, I asked Pi running on my Mac, hey, can you figure out a way or write a little program that intercepts the mouse wheel of that mouse and just inverts it? And yeah, sure enough, it was able to do that. Is that a program I would distribute or sell? No, but it got the job done for me. So AI has these exciting and enabling aspect. It's great for learning, for helping you with learning, for asking follow-up questions. It's also great for not learning anything at all, to be honest, if you just use it to get the answers or the solutions and you don't care about why something works like I did with my mouse program there. So there is always the danger of using it just as a shortcut and getting dumber and dumber. But it has all these aspects and it can make you more productive for sure. Feels like that to me. But I'll be very honest, it can also be super depressing. And I've shared that before, and that is what I meant. Maybe this video, maybe this episode is surprising. Maybe it's not, because I've shared that before. I genuinely liked writing code. I liked learning new technologies, new frameworks, new programming languages. And AI is taking that away from me. And yeah, of course, fundamentals stay important. Understanding the code that gets written stays important. So you still have that learning aspect, but it's not the same as it used to be. And the writing code part is definitely going away for me. It's not 100% away yet, but It's totally different than it was 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, of course. And that is really sad and depressing. Because you can tell me all day that it was always about solving problems, that it was always about building stuff. Yeah, no. It was always about enjoying what I do. And I genuinely enjoyed the part where I just got into the flow and wrote code and now, relax, solved problems. But by coming up with solutions in code, by trying different solutions, and if you're a developer and you started before AI, you know that feeling of working on a problem the whole day and then figuring out the solution the next morning whilst you're in the shower or right when you went to bed and trying it out and making it work. That is super, super exciting, or that was super, super exciting. And yeah, I don't have that anymore with AI, because sure, you still control and steer AI, but I don't own the code anymore that gets generated. And yeah, you also may get lazy and just accept some solution instead of the best solution, or some workaround around the problem instead of a proper fix. And the entire art of crafting code and implementing solutions there and building up a program step by step like this is gone. Is gone. And of course you still do that with AI. You build a program step by step by prompting for the different pieces, but my work has shifted from thinking about a problem, writing the code, improving the code, and so on. It has shifted from that to writing specs, reviewing specs, having AI generate plans based on specs for the implementation, for parts of the implementation, discussions with AI, correcting or controlling AI, steering AI, reviewing code, drafting tests or telling AI very explicitly which tests, unit tests, and so on to write, because by default it will happily write tests that just test the happy path or that are meaningless. Put in other words, my work has shifted to the parts that were never fun. And that may be very different for other people. And you may not care about all these things. Maybe you're having a good experience with just vibe coding away and not caring about the code. And maybe the future is that you don't need to care about the code anymore because AI models will get better. Well, I'll be very honest, I don't give anything about that. I don't effing care about that at all. For me, the joy was writing the code, working on the program myself, and that is taken away by AI. And yeah, there is a reason why I never wanted to be a manager. I never cared about code reviews and all that stuff. I enjoyed working on my own because I liked writing the code and working in the trenches there. And here we are. Here we are. And don't get me wrong, I want to reemphasize that, because it's I've been very negative over those last minutes, because yeah, that is one very strong feeling I have in myself. But as I mentioned initially, and as I mentioned in those other videos and episodes I shared, of course AI has these enabling and exciting aspects, and no matter how I or you feel about it, it is here and it will stay. I don't know how good it will get. I don't know if it will be able to write entire tools end to end in 3 or 5 years from now. I don't know that, obviously. And nobody does. And everybody who tells you that he does is just trying to sell you something. I don't know that. So yeah, it is here to stay, and you need to be able to work with these tools. You can't just ignore them. At least if it's your job, I think you can't just ignore them. Obviously, nobody's stopping me from still writing code by hand as a hobby. Sure, I can do that just as I could still use a typewriter to write letters. But I don't get a lot of joy out of doing something in a way where I know that it's less efficient. And ultimately, programming, software development is my job. I'm a software developer. I'm not doing this just as a hobby. So this isn't a great solution for me. And I'm still figuring out what my solution is. Obviously, it is going with the flow, trying to embrace these tools, learning how to efficiently use them, sharing that knowledge with you in those videos, in those courses, still teaching fundamentals, which I do and which I will continue to do and where I will continue to create courses on. It will not just all be about AI tools. I try to do all these things, and I hope that is something that will be relevant to you and to the world in general in a year or two. But yeah, AI is that really weird thing, which I sometimes feel like a very small amount of people wanted, and yet here we are. And maybe it's like this with every technical revolution, like technological revolution, I mean. And maybe it will be totally different in a few years. I don't know. But on this channel, I wanna be honest, obviously, and I am. And I want to share what I'm excited about. I want to share what I think is valuable to you or what I want to get out of my head. And yeah, these two hearts, these two ways of feeling about AI, that is very strongly how I feel. And I think I said that in many of my live streams and videos in the past, but maybe not with as much clarity. So yeah, here we are. And obviously, I want to know what you think and feel. Please let me know what your thoughts are. I'll continue doing what I do, obviously. I'll continue using AI. There is no way around it. I'll continue trying to stay strong in those programming fundamentals and figure out ways of getting more joy out of this new way of building software than I currently necessarily do on all, at least not on every day. So yeah, I guess that's it.